For a limited time at Verizon, you can get our best price ever for a single line. Just $45 per month when you bring your phone, which is less than you spend on too tired to cook takeout every week. Get one line on Unlimited Welcome for $45 per month with AutoPay plus taxes and fees. Visit your local Columbus Verizon store by April 2nd to save. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on Unlimited Welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Additional terms apply.
At Tanger Outlets, find all the best brands all on sale every day. Step into the season's newest arrivals and save big on the styles you love. Shop Under Armour, Michael Kors, Crocs, and more. With up to 70% off, plus an extra 25% off for a limited time. Hurry in for amazing deals from the brands you love. Only at Tanger Outlets.
Owning a boat comes with a number of perks, like being able to say, ahoy, or land ho, and not feel weird about it. So here's another perk. GEICO's boat insurance offers access to the largest towing fleet on the water. And with specialist support from agents that are as passionate about boating as you are, there's so much value that you'll want to say, shiver me timbers, and not feel weird about that either. Get more with GEICO.
Check engine light on? Take the guesswork out of your check engine light with O'Reilly Veriscan. It's free. Ask for O'Reilly Veriscan today.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
The A to Z of Disease Podcast.
Hello and welcome to yet another exciting and informative episode of the A to Z of Disease Podcast with me, Rose Mokonyo. On today's episode, we'll talk about colic in newborns and we'll get to know what causes colic and how to manage it, especially when you have a new child. With me to discuss this is Dr. Penina Musyoka, a pediatrician at Machakos Children's Clinic. Karibu sana, daktari.
Thank you, Rose, for having me as we discuss the colic, or what may call neonatal colic. So it's a common thing or common condition in the newborn, and it causes a lot of distress. And basically how we define colic is excessive crying in a baby. Mm-hmm. Excessive crying defined as more than 3 hours in a day, more than 3 days a week. So how is this cry? And how will you know this is not a normal cry and most likely it is colic? First of all, it starts very suddenly and it also ends almost sudden. Mm-hmm. So baby maybe was doing their usual thing, maybe they were sleeping or they were, you know, just calm, even feeding. Then all of a sudden they start crying. It's a very high-pitched cry and quite intense. Some babies will even turn red, around the mouth area it's a bit pale, the fingers are clenched, some will be pulling their legs up. You know, some of their back is arched, and you know, it's a very kind of intense kind of crying. Mm-hmm. And, you know, mostly for around 3 hours collectively, like for the whole day. And it happens more than 3 days in a week in an otherwise well newborn.
Mm-hmm. Yes. So, what causes this colic?
I would say, before I say what causes it, is first we have to differentiate a normal cry and an abnormal cry. Mm-hmm. Because babies are supposed to cry. And that's how they communicate when they are not comfortable. Mm-hmm. And most of the cries are, you know, less than 2 hours in a day. And baby does not cry all the time.
When you talk about 2 hours, are you talking about 2 hours non-stop? Or
collectively, for the whole day. Okay. So they may cry for 30 minutes, then after 4 hours, another 30 minutes like that. But collectively, it's around, you know, 2 hours in a day. Mm-hmm. Because that's how they communicate. And that cry will not be intense, when they are normal and they are consolable. The cry for colic is not consolable. You really have to really try to console that baby. Mm-hmm. Yes. And just to emphasize the fact that when a baby is crying nonstop, and you don't know why the baby is crying, you need to look at the baby and ask yourself, why my baby is crying, before you decide it is colic. Because there are many other reasons why baby will cry. Mm-hmm. For example, baby may be unwell and baby is running a fever. So it's good to touch the baby and feel that there's no fever. Sometimes we'll find they have pain somewhere. So it's advisable to trace the baby head to toe and see whether there's anywhere baby will be having a problem. Sometimes we'll find maybe the finger toll or the penis has been, you know, the way the piece of cloth can tie around and it's causing baby discomfort, even assaults, and the baby is crying. Or maybe baby has any injury anywhere. So unless your baby and look from age to two, could there be any reason why baby is crying? Because when they are crying, they are communicating they are uncomfortable. The other thing is, maybe they want to feed. I remember babies are going very fast. So especially if you are feeding every 2 to 3 hours, sometimes they want to feed more frequently. And so they want to feed, and that's why they are crying. So sometimes you can try and feed the baby to see where they are going to feed. Those are the main reasons why baby will keep on crying and, you know, they're not getting consolable. But if you have checked all those things and baby is fine and baby is still crying, then now we think it's likely is colic. So as you asked, what causes colic? The truth is, most of the time, the cause of colic, it is not known. Even the doctors don't know what causes it. But it's believed to be the fact that sometimes, you know, it's a digestion problem. So they're not digesting the milk very well. And because of that, they don't break, you know, the protein and also the sugar in the milk. And sometimes they accumulate the gas. And because of the gas in the intestines, it distends and causes the pain. And it's seen that most of the time they'll get relief after passing a gas or they have a bowel movement. But the truth is, nobody really knows what causes this crying. Yes. The other thing which has been shown to, you know, cause this colic is some babies have insensitivity or even food allergy. And most of the culprits is the milk, especially the cow milk, the eggs, the nuts, and the wheat. And you see, those components, they are passed in the breast milk. When the mother consumes, they can be passed through the breast milk to the baby. And that insensitivity causes an abdominal, you know, a lot of gas, a lot of cramping, and that gives the baby the discomfort they get. Yes. So those are the main things which have been shown to be, you know, contributing to this pain and the discomfort they are feeling. Because the way baby is crying, the baby looks like the baby is in pain.
So does colic begin immediately the child is born? Or do we find children that are born and maybe 2 weeks later, that's when colic sets in?
Actually, most of the time, colic will start from 3 to 6 weeks. Yes. So it's very rare to get colic in the first week of life. Maybe even from the second week, but climax is from 3 weeks to 6 weeks, and it should end by the time they get to 3 to 4 months. Yeah, that's how the typical colic goes. Yeah.
So how do we manage colic? We have women who manage using all sorts of things, but how is it supposed to be medically managed?
Okay. First of all, medically, we know it is something which will pass. So whether you do anything or you don't do anything, by the time they get to 4 months, we know it will go away spontaneously. That is one thing. But we also know that it is a cause of discomfort in the mother. It's a cause of even family, you know, problems. Because when you're having a baby who is crying constantly and you're trying everything to console the child and it's not consolable, then it brings problems in the family. So the management is comprehensive. First, what do I do when this baby is crying and is not consolable? And first, it comes to, you know, mother getting a very good support system, because it's known to cause postpartum depression. Imagine having this baby who is crying and is not keeping quiet and you don't know what else to do because you've done everything. So it's good to have support system that when you feel, I have tried everything, actually you can give someone and say, please hold this baby, and they give you like a 1 hour break before you come again. Then you feel you have more energy to take care of this child after that. That's very important. The other one is to have different way of trying to console the baby. Some is how you swaddle the baby and, you know, cover them. There's a very different techniques on how you can do it, and baby somehow becomes comfortable. And the other thing is, some even have tried even maybe driving the baby around, you know, using those strollers. They help, you know, sometimes swinging the baby slowly, it helps, and then they calm down. So they're just different ways of trying to console the baby and see how the baby will cry. Then there is now what has been shown to help. Probiotics have been shown to help, some of them, not all of them. But I think mostly it's the lactobacillus reuteri. It's not just all the probiotics should help. And it just help the baby to, you know, the good probiotics, the good enzymes, and then they're able to digest better, and their gas is less, and in so doing, they are better. The other thing is mother reducing the food, which can cause this insensitivity we talked about. So actually, the mother reducing the meat, the cow milk, the nuts, and the wheat, you'll find now even the colic in the baby reduces. These other remedies, like mostly when they this herbal, like grape water, I think it's herbal, those kind of medication, I know most of the mothers may use them, but sometimes they have been shown to be harmful because some are not just herbal, they could have some alcohol in them, so they are not really advisable. Mm-hmm. Yeah, mostly it's the probiotics, and then now avoiding those kind of foods which are not helping, like rather they are making the baby develop insensitivity and causing these abdominal cramps in the baby.
Talking of management at home, I've heard all sorts of things from women. Some will give these children alcohol, you know, Guinness. A baby is given Guinness because they have colic. So they know their family has a bad case of colic, and babies are usually given Guinness because they they have colic. Others will give honey, you know. Are these things really good?
Those things are not good, and they're not even advisable in children. Just imagine what alcohol can do to a child. You see, they feel they have managed the child, but because it's just a day the child and the child sleeps, so that you have managed the problem per se. So, and then it's even dangerous to this child. So the alcohol, even the honey, is not supposed to be given to any child below 1 year. So they are not advisable. Imagine if you know how to just avoid those foods and at best give that probiotic, that time passes. And then we just get used to how to console the baby and hold the baby well. It's just a matter of time, it passes. What I want to say is, don't allow yourself to stay with a baby who is crying and you're not seeking help. Because sometimes the parents can get overwhelmed and some end up shaking the baby. And that is very dangerous to the baby. Mm. Because they get what you call the shaken baby syndrome. Mm. You know what happens when you shake the baby? The head just moves, and you know the brain is not grown to get to the skull. So there's a space between the brain and the skull, and then there are vessels coming from the skull to the brain. So when you shake, those vessels are teared, so this affects the brain, and actually it's a cause of death to many children. Mm. So don't, you know, it's good to seek help when you feel you are getting overwhelmed. That is the biggest problem I've seen with colic. Mm. But most of the time, it's actually manageable. You swaddle your baby properly, sometimes even carrying the baby has been shown to help. And so, especially when you carry baby and you're pressing the tummy a bit, it has been shown to actually, you know, massage the baby's tummy kidogo, and then it helps with the pain. Yes.
When you talk about probiotics, we have a yogurt that has probiotics. Well, they sell, you know, we don't know the brands, but I've seen yogurts that have probiotics. So is it recommended?
No, we will not give yogurt to the baby at that time. It has probiotics, yes, but we will not give it to the baby because it's not advisable. Remember, this is a baby who is supposed to be breastfed purely, or if not breastfed, just one formula. So there are actually medications which just come as probiotics purely, and they are good, and they're just made for that unit at the right dose. So they work very well for those babies.
How about colic in women? You know, people will say if the baby does not have colic, then the mother has. If the mother has colic immediately after birth, then the baby won't have. So is there any connection, and can we talk of colic in women?
No. Actually, what happens, which the mother says they're having colic, is, you know, when you are breastfeeding, the oxytocin is produced. Oxytocin is a very good hormone because it helps in breastfeeding, but it also helps the uterus. So how does it help in breastfeeding? It's actually the hormone we need to inject out the milk when you're breastfeeding. You see, that's why it comes when you're breastfeeding. But now when it's produced, it also makes your uterus contract. So when the uterus is contracting, you are feeling pain. And that's what the mother will say, they're having colic pain. But remember, this is also very important because we want the uterus to contract after delivery. Because when it contracts, then it also controls bleeding.
Do we have anything else that you want to add on colic?
I would say before you say your baby is having colic, it's very important to be sure the baby is not unwell and does not have any other reason why the baby is colic. Because many times people have said the baby is having colic when actually the baby is unwell. So if you're not sure, it's good to come to be assessed and be reassured this is just colic, or to be told that the baby has another problem.
Thank you so much, Daktari. That is some good information on colic. And for new mothers, I hope you have learned a lot from this episode. It has been the A to Z of Disease Podcast with me, Rose Mokonyo.
The A to Z of Disease Podcast.